Mrs. Young, would you lead us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First on the agenda this evening, good evening, everyone, Monday, May 22nd. Call the meeting to order. We're going to approve the minutes from May 8th, 2017. And also, we have some minutes that this select board didn't approve back in October that maybe you guys can look that over. Anybody like to make a motion to approve these minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the May 8th minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes accepted as presented, Andrea. Thank you. And I'll abstain. I wasn't sitting on the board on October 19th. This was a selectman meeting when you set the tax rate on October 19th.
Been so long.
Well, the tax
rate. What I had for breakfast.
No.
We can go with this if you want.
Only a half a page.
I'll move it.
She's pretty accurate.
Yeah. October 19th, accept the board.
I'll second
meeting.
It.
Minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
One abstention. That was me. We discussed last week Mr. John Cronin was coming in.
Yes.
But he has canceled and we did not put that on the agenda this week. But we'll keep that in mind because I'm sure he'll be back. Board to review three quotes for restriping the town hall and the recycling center. Mr. Murray reached out to these people and got some quotes. That was very nice of him. And I think that's something we want to do.
Got some explanations and whatnot here. Some information for you. Make it quick and short. I'll start at the bottom here. Pinpoint.
Yes.
They were the low ball. He didn't come out and look at anything. He said he was going to make it quick and easy and just Google everything. Well, I don't know how you're going to see the stripes when they're not there anymore when you Google it. So I think we'll just put that one out to the side.
Okay.
The second one there was industrial traffic lines. They're the ones that did the recycling center last time. And they bid on the town hall here just by the information that I gave them. I don't know, I guess it was only done 3 years ago down there.
Down the recycling center?
Yeah, that
I
seems
no
to
idea.
Be what Chuck thought.
I have no idea.
And the stripes are gone. That doesn't seem right.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing.
There's nothing there now. You know. I don't know.
And who did that?
It was industrial traffic lines.
Okay. Then they're gone.
Yeah. That seems like that's awful quick. The last one here, New Hampshire Blacktop, they just did the library this year. Did an excellent job. He came out and met with me, went over the town, did the recycling center and measured everything. Lots of questions. Came over here afterwards, measured everything. Questions. He's been doing it for 39 years. He's got some employees that have been with him for 20 years. I think that says a lot. And according to him, he does all of Continental recycling. He does 24/7, lots of crews. I think that's the guy, but that's up to you.
Any questions for Mr. Murray, who did that research?
Was Chuck involved? when he was there too, knowing what...
What's that?
Was Chuck involved?
No, did it on his off day. I just brought him down here and walked him through the whole thing. Chuck was involved when I got the name for the last time they did it there, industrial traffic lines, but other than that.
Okay.
I just brought him right down there and he measured everything.
All right, no, I just didn't know.
Chuck didn't have any changes he wanted to make.
No, fine. Yeah. No. Is that like, there's a 15 mile hour speed limit, is that?
There's like two or three slow stencils and drive through around the back and a whole lot of lines. I remember last meeting, I asked you what kind of striping we have at the town, at the recycling center. But there's a lot, once I got to looking at it, yeah.
Yeah.
Miles of it.
Yep. And when can you do that there?
This guy, when I talked to him last week, I told him we weren't in a big rush. He said he could probably do it in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
I don't know if that window of opportunity has moved or what. If it's God.
He'll get it done.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yep, that's good.
So none of them have a guarantee how long they're going to last, obviously.
No, it's hit or miss. It just seems odd that they would go away in 3 years. Maybe with the traffic and plowing down there.
Because I'm thinking, how long ago did we do the town office last?
It's been a while.
8 years at least.
Yeah, it's been a long time out here.
Yeah.
It's the plowing that does it.
It's got to be the guy who plows.
I'm going to...
The same guy plows this too.
Oh.
How do you figure that?
I'm going to make a motion to accept the...
New Hampshire Blacktop Sealers?
New Hampshire Blacktop Sealers.
I'll second.
On Mr. Murray's recommendation, and my motion will also include that the town office will pay for that out of our building maintenance fund, and the recycling center will pay for that out of their building maintenance fund.
I'll second.
That's my motion. Second by Mr. Lawberty. All in favor?
Aye.
Very good, Dave. You can call him.
Yes, I will, and I'll get back to the other two and Tom.
Just courtesy to you people, I don't remember your name that just walked in, but if you're here for the Cronin, John Cronin was coming in for the Raymond Sand and Gravel, he's canceled.
Oh.
Just to let you know, just a courtesy comment.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Next on the agenda, board to discuss increasing the police detail rate. That was a request by Chief McGillen. Is that correct, Chief?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. It's been several years since we looked at that. We did a survey, some of the towns around here and a couple sheriff's department and state police, other agencies and whatnot that work out here. And I feel it's low and we need to make an adjustment. So I'd ask the board to get in line with what some of the other towns are paying to raise it by $5. The officer would go from 35 to 40, and it would be a wash. We'd raise it on the other end, what we bill, by the same amount. So we move it from $55 to $60 an hour. We're still getting maybe $20 going into the revolving fund.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak to that if I might.
Yes, you may, Mr. Komisar.
I talked with the chief about this, and the chief had two major points. One was that we want to stay competitive with other towns so that we can attract the most competent people. So this is not an expense to the town. The going rates, as you look at the towns around Chester, Deerfield, Northwood, Nottingham, it seems appropriate, and I would move that we authorize Chief to increase the detail rate to $60 per hour.
I'll second that.
That was a motion?
Yeah.
You made a second on that. Any discussion on that?
I think it's right to be a get up to where it should be. It's not costing the town any money, but it's helping the officers at that point.
It hasn't been moved in 8 years. It sounds like it makes sense to revisit this from time to time. It looks like he's done his research on it, so I'm on board with it.
Yeah, I agree with that. We did raise this whole rate when I first came on the board. a couple of years ago, we raised the rate, remember, to make it competitive with the other things, but as far as the officers, we raised the town rate.
Yeah, we did. We did that.
I know I did.
That's been sort of since 2009, I think.
We raised the town rate, not the officer rate.
No, we raised the town rate when I first came on the board.
Here, I mentioned, I think, when we did the research, it was '09 when it went from 30 to 35 for the officer.
For the officer, yes. Yeah.
You're right, I mean, it's part of this, we're looking at salaries, we're looking at, we want to retain good employees for the town, all employees, you know, that do us well, whatnot, and.
And so that.
Be competitive, because we got guys that have been here 15, 16 years, they ain't gonna be here forever, a couple more years, and they're valuable to the town, and if we start getting new people in. Right now, the climate, it's very hard to get officers, a lot of towns are looking, and there's not much out there. You know, Deerfield's been having issues, and they get a guy, and then they hire him, and they start to put him through the academy, and then they take off to a larger community, which you can't prevent all of that, but I figure we can at least compete with some of the small towns like Auburn and Nottingham, and I think our guys are above average compared to, you know, I don't want to slag other towns, but I think, you know, we do a pretty good job, and I think this is, should be included as part of, you know, looking at the detail, I mean, the benefits and whatnot, and I think this is just part of it, at least for the police department.
And at this rate, it would basically be a wash for the town, so it's pretty much with retirement and everything.
I got this question, when it says 20, being new, $20 goes to the town, what, is that because they're using the cruiser, or what is it?
Well, that's just a fee, like an administrative fee, some towns define it with a cruiser, but we don't have it broke down saying it's a cruiser, and that goes into that revolving account, we have a revolving detail fund, which can be used to buy equipment, and it's not allowed to tax.
All right, because I'm, in other words, we have to do the paperwork also for, it's paid to the town, and then we pay the police officer, is that what we do?
Right.
Okay, no, I'm just trying to understand how that.
We bill, and then everything, any of the proceeds come back into that account.
Okay.
Taxes and whatnot, everything comes out of that account, takes that account.
Yeah, you'll see where public service pays us, because they're doing the details when we sign the.
We all pay for that.
Yeah.
It's not free.
Right.
We all pay, when the utility companies or anybody hires the police to do a detail, we all pay.
No.
Nothing's for nothing.
Oh. No, I just was trying to figure out, the 20, it says goes to town, and that's why.
Yeah, it goes to the general fund, and then what's left goes to their revolving fund, but we have to pay retirement out of that.
Oh.
They get, on their $40 salary, well, that, right now, that would be $14 in retirement, so it's $54 for the officer, not 40, just to be clear on that.
Right, no, I.
So there was a motion and a second?
And it does seem to be in line with what everyone, other than the sheriff and the state troopers get, I don't know.
You, for discussion, seeing we haven't had a vote, you wouldn't consider maybe splitting that difference and sending some of it onto the town side to compensate us for our car and our retirement? And maybe, I would like to make a suggestion that the officers that are out there flagging traffic, get a flag. Because it's very difficult on some of our dark roads with the tree cover, the leaves, and the sun, and the distances that you are at times, to see a hand from a fur distance away. So,
look into that, good point.
I'm sure right here, the money in that fund there, there must be the money for a flag to go in the trunk of them cars.
And a sign to chip, I'll make sure.
I don't know about a sign, but a flag, to let somebody know to maybe slow down, that I'm trying to stop you.
Right.
But don't a lot of them have that yield and stop, a sign type of thing?
Right, sometimes your officers use them, depends if there's like a two-officer detail, there's different practice, but yeah, we should be using them, you can see those a lot better than you can see a hand or.
Right, and we have that, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, we don't have, I mean.
Well, I don't know, the other day I saw an officer.
I was out there when I.
That I couldn't see, it was very difficult to know what you were being asked to do. Okay, we'll call for.
Well, hold on, I think I, I'd like to have a discussion now that these points have been brought to light. I'm looking at the town of Raymond at $72. So why don't we go $5 to the officer to help them be in line with Nottingham, Northwood, Chester, and then add $5 for the town to compensate us. That's the point that I didn't realize was the retirement cost. So when you say the town gets 20.
Bit here because we made a motion in a second on a specific thing. And so if we want to change that, we need to call for a vote.
Well, can we rescind his motion too.
Yeah. Yep. I'll
rescind my second.
We're going to do it somewhat near right.
Right. So. Okay.
So you want to take out your motion?
Yeah.
All right. So now that's off the table.
I'd like to
discuss some more.
I'd like to make another motion.
Well, let's discuss this before we
All right.
that.
All right.
I'm not necessarily on board with I think where you're going.
Well, I say if this is being paid by Unitil and the chief wants $5 to make the officers competitive, but the town's not really getting enough to pay for its cruiser, why don't we give $5 to the chief, to the officer, $5 to the revolving account, and just leapfrog these and be 65. Under Raymond at 65. You with me, Sue?
Yeah. I think that's the chief, what his thoughts on it, if we went to 65.
If you want to help compensate the cost, I have no problem.
That's all I was wondering. I just wanted to make sure.
I don't have an issue with it. That's up to the pleasure of the board, but...
I'm fine with it. Okay.
Well, I think we need to be competitive to the officers, but it's Colin brought up a very valid point that I didn't realize about the retirement being $14.
Yeah,
so then we got our car sitting there, and the gas is going. And I know what Carlton's saying. I've brought it up to the chief. I've gone by, and I think what Carlton's saying, when these guys are making this rate, you're getting paid a professional rate. The office should be professional. I've gone by, I see guys sitting in their cars, texting, and they're putting their hand out the window. That doesn't get it done. I brought it to your attention, and you talked to that particular officer.
Oh, yeah. So
I think that point's well taken. If somebody's getting $40 an hour, they should be tuned in with their flag in their hand, looking at who's coming down the road, doing their job. I'm hearing that, because I've seen it.
Okay.
Is that... Do you think that would work if they're getting compensated and if at least the town's getting something back to cover the other expenses that the town has?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that something that might work?
So you're moving it to $65 an hour, officer goes to 40 and the town goes to 25? Is that what we're doing here?
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
It's something that Colin says somebody pays. Well, it gets dispersed over all those ratepayers. So everybody pays a tiny little bit, but our officers get 5 and the town gets 5. I think that's the best move for the town, and we're still under Raymond, who went to 72.
We don't have to revisit this every couple of months.
I'm not in favor of that.
Do you think it's too high, Colin?
You take you look at the list there, and you take out, if you're going to do an average, you take out the high, you take out the low, and the average there is
around
under $60, or just at $60. Take out the high and the low. So...
But is there anything written anywhere that says we can't come in under $7 under Raymond? Like, we're not going to get a letter
at some point,
from, you know,
someone's got to be the highest one, and we're still not the highest one, not by a long shot. At some point, Auburn's going to have to address it, and Chester's going to have to address it. I don't think Chester's addressing it $1. So I'm okay with 65. The chief's okay with 65. I mean, and it helps and addresses an issue that we have. I mean, we're already going to be raising the officer rate $5. If we're going to then raise the town rate by $5 to help us defray some of the costs, again, I don't think we're out of the ballpark with 65. If we're going to go to Raymond's number or even Nottingham's number, Northwood's number, I'd say, okay, that's a little high. I think 65 is okay.
Okay. Make a motion, Mr. Komazak, please.
Yeah, I would make a motion that we authorize the chief to charge $65 an hour for the detail rate.
No,
I think it's the town that's going to charge it the rate.
Yeah.
And 25 to the town. I mean,
and 40 to the officer.
Correct.
It's the intent.
All right, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done.
Thank you.
Mr. Lewis, we discussed last week you're going to bring some asphalt bids.
Yep.
Is that correct?
I know.
Good. Thank you very much.
We got 3 back. I've
These were three that contacted me. I contacted a fourth one but didn't get a response. The first one back was from Pike Industries at $64 a ton for all of our projects. Second one back was from Bell and Quinn in Exeter Stratum. They were $66 a ton for our larger projects and $70 a ton for smaller projects. And then the third one was R&D Paving, who is also a sub for Pike Industries. They paved Chester Turnpike last year for us. And they were $65.42 a ton for all of the paving. Pikes includes flagging, you know, flaggers. The other two don't. The other two, all three include sweeping and tacking. So I say my recommendation is go with Pike. We have a total of 3,400 ton this year, so, I mean, it's a considerable amount of money, and we just heard what flaggers cost.
So, I was just going to say, here we go.
Sorry, Mike, but they provide their own flaggers, and we've never had issues with their flagging. Right, Mike? They provide their own
On that thing, yeah, that's a good note, but, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's
it's included in the $64 a ton. So,
yeah, I gotcha. I know. All right, I'm in favor of that. Dennis can go ahead and contract with Pike.
All right, I'll call him tomorrow and get on their schedule.
3,400 tons, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's the total for all of our paving. It could be a little less, could be a little more, but you know how that works.
That's good.
Do you need a motion? You're all set.
We're good.
Direct him to
do it diligently. That's gonna, Mr. Lawberry, would you do a payment for payroll?
Weekly payroll and accounts payable. Please. Payroll manifest, 18th of May, $16,353.91. 25th of May, $16,740.61 for a payment subtotal of $33,094.52. Accounts payable, 18th of May, $40,156.93. 25th of May, $18,725.42 for accounts payable subtotal of $58,882.35. Grand total, $91,976.87.
Okay, Mr. Daniel.
I shall move to the payables that have been listed to authorize payment.
I have a second. Mr. Komisar, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any other business, Mr. Komisar?
I would like to request that we post the for the Economic Development Committee. We're looking for two business owners and one citizen, and I think we should get it posted on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I think put that out there for a couple of weeks, see what we get for letters of interest, and then we'll have a discussion, because we have to put that, it's time to put that committee together.
Very good.
How many members?
It's going to be a total of five, but it's going to be two business people and one
citizen. I just wanted
citizen.
To tell everybody.
Excuse me.
But I think we should let the planning board know.
Economic development.
Yeah.
So?
I just wanted to let everyone know that at Friday the 26th at 1:15, the Moore School is going to dedicate the owl at their Memorial Day service. And that's something our chairman was actively involved in. Mark might be talking about this, but I'm working on the 6th for the primary election. Is that something you're going to talk about?
Yeah, I was going to bring it up just
briefly.
Okay,
I'll wait till you do it then. That's it for me.
I have a request from the Heritage Commission to consider Sandra Whitcomb for town report Dedication. It's just they had said they'd like to put her name in for consideration. I know it's not designed, or we don't make an announcement today, but it should. It's on record. It's all it is.
Yeah. Could you put that down somewhere in there so we can review that come next February, please?
Yes. And
she worked with the Heritage Commission.
And she certainly did.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank the Heritage Commission for thinking of that.
And Mr. Lauper, I was going to speak on that, but
go ahead.
I just got to remind the board here that, yeah, go ahead, June.
Yeah, I was going to email everybody. That's the special election. I don't think we're going to need a ton of people helping out with that one. It's going to be in here. I mean, I doubt there's going to be much turnout, but I do think it'd be good just to see if people are available that can put a little bit of time here. To reach out, whatever we get, I'll let the moderator know. He can always fill in with alternates if we cannot be here. But I was going to email everybody with just a spreadsheet or leave one on the counter for you, and we could just fill it in then when we get close, we can determine what we need.
A selectman should be representative throughout the day.
Well, absolutely.
Opinion,
I agree, and
I think the rule was it had to be three.
Well, they changed the law where we can have some sort of proxy for us, and the moderator can choose that. But I do think I agree with Carlton. I do think we should have at least one there, and I'll make an effort to be there as much as I can. So we'll figure it out. What I've done in the past is just put the chart out and filled it in as necessary, and then if there are any weaknesses, I reach out to everybody and see what we need to do.
For point of reference, Sue, yes, the request is three selectmen, a quorum of selectmen. But the state knows that most selectmen have a job, that we do this. So they understand that. So no election's ever been shut down because there wasn't a quorum of selectmen at the polls.
There was only one other thing I wanted to bring up. The right to know stuff is on the website if people haven't seen it. I gotta tell you, Catherine did a great job with it. She banged around to try to get it so we have active forms. So the form is on the website, so you can enter the email, all the information you need on the website, click send, goes to Andrea. If people want to, we have the PDF on it as well, and it has what's called fillable forms. So when they put the form in, they can fill it in themselves and then print it out and bring it over to the town. But again, I think as it was the will of this board was to make it as simple, as clean, and going into one central repository. Andrea, I think this process does that.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a lot of effort. Yeah. Anything else, Mark?
Almost up.
Yeah. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Mr. Gillen?
Yeah, I apologize for not being here. I was on vacation, and I wanted to kind of give a quick department, a couple highlights, if you don't mind.
Certainly not.
That tree on High Street, as you know, was taken care of that you brought up
years
ago.
Yeah.
I was surprised the state worked that quick, but it was good. Get an elderly scam. It's ongoing, but we did have a resident take out $3,000. Someone called her claiming to be her grandson. It's a little grandson scam. You know, they're on the phone crying, Grammy or Nana or whatever. She said Mark or whatever the name was. Now they know the name. They had her go take money out of her account. She drove over to Epping to meet the guy. She got mixed up, didn't know where she was. She showed up at Epping PD, thank God, and she didn't lose the money. They sent her back to Candia PD. So I'm going to put something out on the website. This just happened back, I think, on the 16th or whatnot. We put stuff out in the past, but it's just like if anyone calls up, you know, just give us a call and we'll set it straight. It's basically impossible to trace it. She didn't, there was no phone numbers that came up, you know, anonymous or whatnot on the ID, caller ID, but it's like if it's too good to be true, but they pull at the heartstrings, you know.
So, Mike, is this possible to have, the senior luncheon they have?
I wonder
if it's something they should announce to them, because some of these people don't use computers.
I'll make sure we get that.
I shouldn't say older because I'm older, but some of them don't have computers. I mean, just any way to get this word out.
So thank God that she didn't give someone the money or whatnot. But and carfentanil, you've heard about that on the news and stuff.
The elephant tranquilizer?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So John Sider is going to meet with us. We're going to have a meeting with the fire department to come up with some protocols, because even going to an overdose, if an officer or anybody shows up in a room and basically gets a little bit of dust, they can go into a coma and they can die from being exposed to it. So John is recommending some protocols above what the state's recommending for fire department response. So we're going to get together and kind of work that out, like how what we should be doing, because obviously we want to render first aid, and we show up a lot of times before the fire department. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go over there and have a meeting with those guys. I think it's June 20th or somewhere in that date range and whatnot, and try to get some information on that so we can be safe and still assist.
I have a quick question on that. How much Narcan do you have to use when somebody's on that stuff? I mean, I'm hearing rumors like 8 to 10.
Got a lot of dosages, and we just had an overdose on North Road. The person survived and whatnot. So it just happened about a week ago or so, maybe a week and a half down on North Road. I think it was like a 30-year-old male subject and whatnot that overdosed.
And how many doses did they need?
It was several, but I'm not sure the exact number.
Okay.
But there was an officer who was responding to one. What town was that in?
Auburn came over to help, and they had it. We don't carry it. We have met with John, our guys, and we were given some training on how to save people, basically provide CPR or the oxygen when we get there, because their respiration slowed down with that narcotic.
But it wasn't
with that.
But
their heart still pumping. What?
It was the officer who needed four things in Narcan.
What? On the news.
Yes,
he went into
I forgot what officer responded on that call.
No. No, there was an officer.
Yes. Order.
No, oh, it wasn't
order.
Local.
No, it wasn't local.
Okay.
Order. And that wasn't weird.
He had it on his shirt.
Order. Yes.
He had it on his shirt, and he didn't realize he brushed it off.
And he needed four doses.
Yeah,
it's dangerous stuff. So okay. We're looking into how to make everybody safe.
Yep.
What's it called again, Chief?
Carfentanil. I'm pronouncing it wrong, but you just basically Google.
Yeah. Have the parents keep an eye on their kids. That would be the best thing when they're in diapers.
Yeah.
And the new cruiser is in, and Diamond Frank Sarah is being lettered and striped. The other cruiser's up at the Belvedere's and it's ready to be picked up, so we'll get put that down if we can get it to the to Dave.
Who's Belvedere's?
Washington? Hamburg?
Excuse me.
And, I think that's all I've got to say for now. Thank you.
Good, Mike. Thank you. Linda Bergeron?
Yes, Bergeron. I was wondering, do we have this drug available at the police department?
The Narcan?
Yes.
No. We have it on the fire department, and we went on the recommendation of the fire department that we provide the oxygen and whatnot, and we had our training last year on it. And now we're looking at having some available and talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get some approach and to be prepared.
Yeah.
Just a question, you'd say mouth to mouth. I mean, if there's a powder, it's just.
Well, yeah, we use the bag valve for
right,
okay. The mouth. We're not putting that down on the person.
When we administer that, are we charging the user?
Yeah, we should.
Are we charging for what we spend on that antidote?
No.
No.
We haven't been, I don't think the fire department's charging. I really shouldn't be speaking for them, but.
That
probably
is
not, but I know all them.
That is being done by different towns. They're giving them the first time they're called, because you'll find a lot of repeat customers.
Oh yeah.
They're giving them, because I think it's $36 it's not outrageous.
The average call is $1,200 to go to a drug overdose.
Oh, as far as
that's what it costs to roll the police, the fire and the EMS. $1,200.
Yeah.
That's what the average call in the state of New Hampshire is.
Most get one pass, and then they're starting to charge other towns.
You know, it's...
I know.
$36.
I mean, to take somebody out of the woods, they charge them now. You know, I mean, if the fishing
sometimes
game...
Sometimes they won't, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, it's...
Okay, I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn here. I'm a little bit late. I don't think it was my fault, though.
All right, I'll move to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
All right.
Thank you all for coming.